This is a Hot Pie Media original.
With ATX Hot Sauce, there is something for everybody that's on the hot sauce scale. Every ATX Hot Sauce is all natural. And if you're into very hot or very mild or something in between, you're going to find a hot sauce that is perfect for you. I'm a honeybee hot person, but you can find what works with you by experimenting a little. You see, ATX Hot Sauce follows the simple principle of flavor first, heat second. That's flavor first, heat second. Getting ATX Hot Sauce is simple. Just go to atxhotsauce.com. To order, go to atxhotsauce.com. ATX Hot Sauce has even added a few awards recently. At the Austin Chronicle annual hot sauce event, this is a 32-year-old event that brings out the biggest and best in the hot sauce world. ATX Hot Sauce left with 4 awards, 2 gold to 2 silver. The ATX Hot Sauce logo is very cool. Go to the site and check out the merch. ATX Hot Sauce, flavor first, heat second. Order now. Go to atxhotsauce.com. That's atxhotsauce.com. Flavor first, heat second, and local all the way. Order now. You'll love it. atxhotsauce.com.
This is the Jeff Ward Show.
The term going forward, everyone, just prepare yourself. You may not be living in the echo chamber. You have a life. You function. You're not an idiot. So I'm going to introduce you to the term that's going to be coming your way, or it's going to circle you or follow you. But sooner or later, it might come your way. And I have to warn you, it's a pretty dangerous thing. And I'm not kidding when I say it. You scream in the idiot echo chamber long enough, an idiot will come out of there. Trust me, I've been in the business long enough. There's scary people in that echo chamber. So sooner or later, this term is going to be trouble. Right now, you work, you have a life, you have a family, or you teach school. You don't notice the idiot echo chamber, but it's loud. I didn't even notice the idiot echo chamber, and I come from the idiot echo chamber. So it's, I don't know what time of day or morning, I don't know, and I see a Facebook post. The talking point going forward, are you ready for it, is groomer. Get ready. You think it's a joke. This is not a joke at all. So follow me here. I know you're driving down the road, you're moving through life, you're functioning human, and you're thinking, well, these non-functioning humans, who cares? This one's dangerous. Look out. Seriously, look out. So I get this post or see this post. It's about groomers, Jeff. Are you a groomer? Wait, what? And I'm reading, I think, Now, I've got experience in the idiot echo chamber. Many of you may not have experience in the idiot echo chamber, so you might get mad. You might fire off a comment. I know the idiot echo chamber very well, and I have this level of understanding and sympathy that is, well, this is just some crabby old loser who is just repeating what somebody told him, and he threw it my way. So I, being the professional at knowing the idiot echo chamber that I am, I'm an expert. I can look inside the idiot echo chamber and say, aha, there it is. There's that word. These morons don't know any better. They just use it on people. So I immediately snap into action. Where did this come from? I haven't heard this term groomer. Why is that? Oh, no, it's everywhere. It's everywhere on purpose, taxpayers. It's everywhere on purpose. Somebody lobbed groomer into the idiot echo chamber, and look out. It's bubbling up. It is now going to be a 24/7 term. It's going to be used across the board in the idiot echo chamber world. My real and sincere cautionary tale is you scream terrible things into that echo chamber enough and a terrible person will come out. And I'm not kidding when I say that. And I say that as a word of caution for parents, schools, and teachers. This is not a safe thing that's happening right now. Laugh it off. Think that it's going nowhere. I'm not in that space, Jeff. I have a life. Who cares what they're saying on AM radio? I know. True for now. But this thing gets enough traction, and I think it is, it gets scary, and it's diabolical, and it's sinister, and it's a terrible thing to say to anybody. I'm in the business. I have to deal with it. I can laugh it off or shrug it off and say, I know where you're coming from, old man. You're in the echo chamber. You don't know any better. They just told you to say it. So there's kind of a setup. The term is groomer. What does that mean? What does that mean, Jeff? Well, that's interesting. The term grooming typically refers to pedophiles who try to gain the trust of their underage victims so they'll accept sexual assault without telling an adult. It is a real term. It is really dangerous, and it's being used regularly. I know it won't matter to the idiot echo chamber, but I thought, you know what the accusation is. The accusation is that teachers talking about sex in K through 4, they're not. They're not, idiots. They're not. But the accusation is this tidal wave of don't say gay stuff has morphed into Marjorie Taylor Greene saying pedophile, which is morphed into a more an easier to digest term, groomer. It's idiot marketing 101. It really is. It's idiot marketing. And it's working. And it's going to work really well for them. So that's, I think that's the sort of the genesis of this. So the bill comes out. Republicans have glom on to this. She says pedophile. Somebody says somewhere in the idiot echo chamber, because somebody sends these things out and then the idiots just pick them up and run with them. I know. I got it back to me. I got it right back to me. It was my first indication of look out, America. You better look out. I'm on the front edge of hate. You're going to get it, and it's going to spread like crazy. It's going to end up at your school, and that crazy person is not safe. Trust me. So I thought, wow, you're a groomer? It's a kind of a standard old argument in the idiot world, in the idiot space. Oh, yeah? How can you be against it? Are you in favor of pedophiles? Oh, so you're ripping the groomer bill. You must be a groomer. That's how it works. It's that simple and that stupid. It's going to be commonplace. I can prove to you that this is now going to be commonplace. It is now going to be used going forward because it was used on me to start with. Do not be shocked. It's one of the school board meetings very soon. It's going to happen. All right, so let's walk our way through this idiot echo chamber and see how pervasive and dangerous this is about to become. 97%. Now, if you just try to argue the logic, you're not allowed. Trust me, you won't be able to. But it would be great. I'm not optimistic that it could happen. But I'm thinking, okay, somebody, and this is the Democrats' fault, this, I think, sooner or later, teachers or someone on the receiving end of being called a groomer is going to have to argue. You're going to have to push back. I don't have to. This is what I do. But some of you better push back, and you better make this a front and center issue, or it's going to stick to you, and the crazy people are going to follow you. You better push back. So if you need some help, if you're really worried, at all parents are always concerned about predators. Saying anything otherwise is disingenuous and offensive. It is a concern. Do you know what is not a concern? What is not a concern whatsoever with parents, real productive humans, not sitting around screaming at people, not in the idiot echo chamber. You know what's not a concern? Kindergarten teachers. Yeah. Soccer practice? Might be. Clergy? Might be. Scout meetings? Might be. But ask yourself, if you're going to buy into the idiot echo chamber and you're going to throw a term around like this, and they are, because I got it on Saturday morning, and I know I'm on the front end, so it's coming everyone's way now. You're going to throw a term around pedophiles who try to gain the trust of their underage victims so they accept sexual assault without telling an adult. You're going to throw that term around, and they are, and it is happening a lot. Do you know what percentage of kindergarten teachers are female? That would be 97.4% are female. K through four, it is. Now, I would say this is kind of sad because I've always thought in my kids, all my kids and their education, I thought I really wish there were more male teachers just for diversity's sake. 97.3% of all kindergarten teachers are females. If we were to document and calculate the number of sexual assaults committed by young women to kindergartners, I don't know, where would it rank? Would it rank before or after clergy? or scout leaders or relatives or coaches? Where would it rank? It's a non-issue. K through four is something like 92% women. Pretty certain there are not that many examples of sexual assaults. One could exist, but if you're going to rank a parent's concern over grooming, I dare say they're pretty far down the list. Almost non-existent, right? That would be facts. That would be data. That would be common sense. But it's not allowed. Now, that, of course, is even assuming the start of all of this, and that is they're talking about sex to your kids, which they're not. The idiots are believing this. Normal people know better. You know better. It's a non-issue. The scary part is what's happening with this term, how this term is being used, and how this term is being thrown around. The byproduct of that is craziness comes out of that echo chamber. Dangerous craziness comes out of that echo chamber sooner or later. You scream inside of that thing, and it gets really ugly. You ever want to know? Screen the calls in an AM radio station sometime. See how they sound. It'll tell you. I said screen them, not let them on. The ones on are crazy enough. The ones you screen out are terrifying. That's who's hearing this in the echo chamber. It's fake and it's dangerous. Hey, I could talk and completely nerd out on the wine selections and prices. Amazing deals on wines at Specs. But of course, Specs is more than just great wines. This is the four-time National Retailer of the Year. Specs has been voted by the Houston Press best of for more than 10 years. So it's all there for you at Specs. And now that it's March Madness, the sanity of savings goes even further. Specs is Austin has you covered with lower prices on huge selections of wine, spirits, beers, and gourmet foods. Warmer weather is here. So make sure you talk to the staff to get seasonal savings at Specs. Pop into Specs Arbor Walk and Brody Lane locations for great deals on the season's hottest sips. And if you're looking to freshen up your happy hour with cocktail recipes, make sure you check with specsonline.com to get the best and newest recipes for the best selections. And here's a useful tip for getting even better savings. Sign up for Specs Key Club. This is great because you'll get customized discounts, events, and tastings. Don't miss out. It's the Key Club. Do it now. Get access to amazing deals and tips. Just go to specsonline.com/keyclub for all the deals. Four-time National Retailer of the Year, voted best of more than 10 years. Everything you need, you'll find it at Specs. Stop by any of the stores today or shop online at specsonline.com. That's specsonline.com. Well, I don't know, Jeff. People aren't going to pay attention. Yeah, they're going to have to. This, of course, is all coming out of the Parental Rights in Education Act, which is Don't Say Gay, which is going to be taken up here in Texas. It's going to be taken up in a lot of states. It is the talking point of the Republican Party of the day. Marjorie Taylor Greene is the face of the party. Her saying pedophile is the start of the term groomer. It is the party now. It is how to get reelected, and it's probably going to work. Even D. Trump is in on it. D. Trump's kids do not go to public school. I doubt many of the politicians talking about this, their kids go to public school. Ron DeSantis surely never went to public school. He's got 8-9 years of Ivy League education. So most of the people even talking about this stuff, even using the term groomer, which most people who are not a talk show host, you should punch someone else in the face if they said that to you. It's not something to laugh off. Trump's picked up on it. He wants to run. I believe he is going to run. And I believe, even though I don't think he really wants to go here, I think even he's saying, I better do it.
The Republican majority must investigate the collusion between Democrat Party politicians and the teachers' unions to keep our children out of school for no scientific reason whatsoever. The irreversible harm that Democrat politicians did to our young people is unforgivable, and American voters will punish them at the ballot box this November. Despite all you're hearing and seeing of China and Russia and Iran and others, our biggest danger is not from outside coming in. Our biggest single danger is from the sick and radical politicians that are knowingly or unknowingly wanting to destroy our country. Our biggest danger is from within. I believe that. As president, I was proud to sign the world's first ban on critical race theory. The Biden administration rescinded that order, but when we retake Congress, Republicans will ban the critical race theory in our schools, ban it in our military, ban it in every part of federal, state, and local governments, just like I did. It was fully banned before. In addition, a Republican Congress must stand up for parental rights and parental choice. I think that's a good idea. No teacher should ever be allowed to teach far-left gender theories to our children without parental consent. It's truly child abuse, plain and simple. By replacing reading and math with pronouns and gender studies, our government-run education system has forfeited the trust of American parents, and they really have. Every mom and dad in America must be given the right to opt out of the indoctrination and send their child to the public, private, charter, or religious school of their choice.
How's that public school for your kids, D? You can go to private school. You know who's proof of that? Him. There. Not a problem. Sexual abuse. I mean, notice the terminology starting to be used here. Should parents be offended? I think you should. Is this working on knuckleheads? Absolutely it is. All of this was on Saturday. It's weird how I could... Look, I know how this thing works. And I know you're thinking, come on. I mean, of course... No one is in favor of your kindergarten having a lecture about sex. It's not happening. I don't know. Go find out. Ask. You'll find out. You'll get all those answers. This is the dumbest thing, but it's now dangerous and sinister. So my day starts with noticing groomer. And then I start plotting. Wait a minute. There's D saying sex abuse. Then you've got Tucker Carlson pouring gas on it. How about this, taxpayers? He wants a camera in every classroom in the United States. That should be cheap.
Can't really be sure until we finally get cameras in the classroom as we put them on the chests of police officers, until we finally get a civilian review board in every town in America to oversee the people teaching your children, forming their minds. And let's hope we get both of those very soon. But until we do, we can't know exactly how widespread this is. But there are indications. We know that these ideas, this poison, has made it all the way to expensive private schools in central Ohio.
Oh, you want to pay for cameras in every single classroom? A citizens review board. I don't know. I thought it was called a school board. I don't know what the cameras would cost. Like, the cameras, wow, what an insinuation. So it's you're like a cop, you need to be watched like a cop? I don't know. We put cameras in churches, see what's going on. Soccer practice. I know what he wants. He wants cameras at Cub Scout meetings. Yeah, that must be what he's talking about. All of this is in a 24-hour period, and it is going to be a tidal wave. And you can dismiss it and laugh it off. Sooner or later, you got to argue against this. You've got to stand up and say, you know, just call somebody out. Or the teachers have got to do this. I know that they're busy. I know they have productive lives and all that stuff. But sooner or later, I'm saying this is almost as a warning because I know the crazy echo chamber. I know what comes out of it. Sooner or later, it's going to spit out some pretty awful people. I mean, Trump and Tucker Carlson probably really don't believe anything they're saying. But they do know that market will eat it up. And it works. It does. It works. They like it. They like to hear hate. They like to hear dramatic hate. And it's a heavy dose. You could do something like, I don't know, like what Real Reporting does. Found this kind of interesting. Florida Republicans accepted donations from ex-congressmen who sent lewd messages to underage boys. They took his money. You're worried about teachers, and you've got someone who's donating money who is a predator. Just reporting, that's all, just news. That's a good thing. I know everybody hates news, but you know, sometimes reporters do really good work. Florida Republicans are accepting financial contributions from the old campaign committee and an ex-congressman who sent sexually explicit messages to underage boys working his congressional pages. Is he a bigger problem or your kindergarten teacher? But you're taking his money. Former Republican Mark Foley, who resigned his West Palm Beach district over the 206 messages scandal, has made $118,250 in donations to the Republican Party of Palm Beach. Foley's most recent donation to the Republican Party of Palm Beach County came in January when his campaign committee gave $15,000. I'm sorry, what's a bigger problem, that kindergarten teacher or old cool Mr. Foley here? You took his money. Palm Beach County encompasses Mar-a-Lago, the private luxury club of former President Donald Trump. A representative who answered the phone for the Republican Party of Palm Beach County said it was not the group's policy to talk to the media. There's no comment. Why is there not a comment? You called the teachers a groomer. Why did you accept the money from someone who did groom? This is what's so maddening about this kind of dumbed down, dangerous rhetoric, is that it's unbelievably hypocritical. These people screaming at the yahoos in the echo chamber, the people that scream at it are as dirty as anyone. But they'll scream it all day at that echo chamber, and God knows someone from the echo chamber would never take the time to read a story like this, which was right there on every news website you could find from Yahoo. Republican Party of Palm Beach County appears to have previously welcomed Foley into its fold, honoring him in 2019. Oh, he got an award. I see. Earlier this week, the Republican Party of Palm Beach County implored its Facebook followers, quote, to reclaim our school board on issues from woke activism to parental rights. So they're going to scream groomer, and you're going to hear groomer a lot. And then take the money from the groomer.
Thanks for listening. You can find more episodes and all of our other Hot Pie Media originals baked fresh daily at our home online at hotpiemedia.com, the Hot Pie Media YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.